G-7, Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado.
Emma, I am struggling to establish a connection,
Leisha said, his expression strained as he apparently tried to communicate with his distant partner, Sacco.
He wants to talk, but it is as though there is something in the way.
Does that sometimes happen? She asked, doing so silently so as not to trouble the others while they read the full and uncut truth about Phil Norris's murderer. To an extent, she didn't want to distract them at all, but primarily she didn't want to involve them in a problem she hoped would last only a few seconds.
Because of the distance, maybe? No, it has never happened between Earth and New Kerguelen. Unless he is engaged in taxing communication with someone else, perhaps Dan's group, and that is somehow weakening his ability to reach me from afar.
Emma gulped. Leisha didn't sound at all convinced by his own idea, and it struck her as more than possible that he was grasping at straws in an effort to lessen his own evident concerns, at least as much as he was trying to allay hers.
But you can sense that he wants to communicate now, so nothing too bad can have happened, right? There is no reason to assume anything bad has happened,
the alien replied, seemingly needing less effort to make this part sound convincing.
But now that I have shared everything I know about the intruders, I feel that I should go to New Kerguelen to determine the group's status and discover what Sacco wishes to converse with me about.
Emma couldn't help but notice that Leisha's word choices had suddenly become far more formal than was typically the case, and indeed than had been the case just moments earlier. She vaguely recalled this happening during tense moments of the past, but couldn't quite put her finger on when, and thought it had to have something to do with stress.
Maybe it's my brain that's doing that, she considered. After all, he's not really sending words. My brain is reassembling the thoughts he's sending.
I knew it, Henry McCarthy roared, following the words with an angry fist thumping into the kitchen table. Blitz, fucking Geller.
Emma naturally turned in reaction towards the two loud sounds in quick succession. Henry's reaction was no less natural, she considered, but it might have been one that put two and two together to make five. Leisha's thoughts, painstakingly typed verbatim by her own fingers, did indeed confirm that unrelated information obtained illicitly by the intruder at Chip's home in Denver had previously been published by Blitz Media Properties. But crucially, to Emma's mind, that had happened before the company was bought out by the mysterious Emporion Holdings hedge fund. Further still, Leisha's explicitly specific deep-diving search for thoughts or recent memories about Jan Geller, a woman he was familiar with from her hostile appearances on Focus 2020 and the McCarthy family's regular thoughts about her, had come up blank. Neither intruder had ever had personal dealings with Jan, and neither believed she had played any part in issuing their orders. The rest of the text, presented verbatim in the order Leisha had shared the thoughts with Emma, would go on to downplay the Blitz link due to a lack of evidence that Leisha had tried hard to seize upon. The possibility of something like this happening was precisely why Emma had asked Clark and Chip not to mention that Leisha had told them the men mentioned Blitz, back when she pressed the alien interrogator for some piece of information at the scene. It would have only led to the others jumping to needlessly distressing conclusions for minutes, rather than the seconds it would take for them to read on and gain some context on the early mention of Blitz. Overall, the chief feeling in Emma's mind as she had typed the last of her notes was an odd kind of underwhelmed relief. The man who took his intrusion to the level of murder, an individual by the name of Leon Hetherington, who had worked as an underworld hitman in the past, had not set out with the intention of taking a life on this occasion. Leisha's ability to discern Leon's inner thoughts revealed that the man had been sent to Eastview to take everything he possibly could, ideally without waking Phil and with authorization to tranquilize him in his sleep and engage in deadly force if strictly necessary. The strictly necessary part stuck in Emma's craw, confirming beyond any doubt that the scumbag had elected to kill Phil in a manner that made him even worse in her mind than those behind the curtain who had ordered and funded his intrusion. In seeking an answer to the all-important question of just who was behind that curtain, Leisha's questioning, a very peculiar sort of questioning, in that the subjects didn't even consciously know it was happening, had come up with the same name from each man.
James West is a gangster, Clark said, informing the others as he reached this name exactly while it was in Emma's thoughts.
They had by now all passed that part, with most of them finished scanning the whole thing and now going over certain parts in more detail.
I know the name well from my time at the precinct.
While disappointed would have been too strong a word, especially for William Godfrey, who had been baselessly worried about seeing a name like John Cole, or perhaps even Valerie Slater, implicated in the crimes, and was relieved that the trail led instead to a local underworld figure, underwhelmed was fairly fitting for how most of the men felt after reading Leisha's transcribed discoveries.
Shit, Clark went on, cursing at the ceiling. All those assholes knew was that the orders came from West. Leisha, we need him. We need to interrogate West to find out who this was all for.
Not that anyone is going to ask for it, William Godfrey began, and I understand why. But my view at this juncture is that Clark is spot on. If Leisha can perform the same kind of interrogation on this James West character, he'll lead us up the chain. There's no other next move. And Leisha, if I may, I suggest doing so very soon. When a plan goes as wrong as this one did for these intruders and their backers, things get complicated very quickly.
Agreed, Henry McCarthy chimed.
Godfrey nodded, as did Mr. Bird and Chip.
Emma, Clark said.
She shrugged. Well, I mean, yeah, of course. But Leisha just picked up a weak signal from Sacco. If signal is anything close to the right word, and he wants to talk. We don't know what it's about or why Leisha can't reach him from here like he normally would, but Sacco wants to talk.
Go to them, Clark implored his alien friend, rising to his feet as if ready to physically remonstrate if Leisha argued against doing so. Geez, Leisha, go. It could be anything.
Leisha looked at Emma. She nodded. The room flashed, and the alien was gone.